This is your dose of daily market wisdom with master trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to inthemoneystocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm your host, Kerry Lutz. It's 10/27/23, show 539. Markets struggling today, Nick.
Oh, yeah. Markets are struggling, Kerry. You know, they had a nice little bid at the open, and they really can't continue to go higher. They seem to stall out. Every time it looks like a little move is going to be made, there's sellers right there. And we have lots of geopolitical events this weekend, and who's going to want to really hold this into the weekend? That's what it comes down to. Yields are pulling back a little bit, but it seems like nobody cares. And everyone's scared, basically, to hold over the weekend with potential war in the Middle East.
Yeah, well, it's understandable, I guess. And, like Mark Twain said, rumors of my death are greatly exaggerated. We'll see how exaggerated this is, but the earnings are out. Amazon, what's up?
Yeah, so Amazon had a really, really good reaction. So the stock reported last night after the closing bell. Right now, today, it's trading up by nearly $10. That's an 8% jump. So very good reaction to Amazon earnings. And you also had a very good report, believe it or not, from Intel. Intel's been a dog for quite a while. This year, it looks like it's turning the corner a little bit, and we finally could talk about Intel a little bit, but that's up 10% today. So Intel is having a good bid. But even with those two reports today, the markets are still struggling. You're seeing lots of weakness in the banks today. JP Morgan, in particular, down $3.42. That stock's down on news that Jamie Dimon next year is going to start to sell stock. So he came out earlier, I read it this morning, way before the opening bell, that he was going to, him and his family are going to now start to sell stock. And that is really hurting JPM today. That stock's down 2.5% as we speak. So that is important. And then if you look at the KRE, which is the regional bank ETF, yesterday that held up pretty well. But today it's down 67 cents, which is, about 1.7% on the downside. And the regional banks, if they don't hold up, not much is going to work.
Yeah, well, we also saw news that the emergency Fed bailout fund is, increasing as usual at record highs every week.
Yeah, so why the Fed does QT, their balance sheet barely budges, right? Because they're throwing money at the banking system. And like we said, going back to March of earlier of 2023 this year, we said that the rally that occurred was, basically on what we call stealth QE, quantitative easing, without being called quantitative easing. And that's still going on. And that's the wild card here where, if you're short, these guys come in, put some money into the system, markets could go right back up. And that's, liquidity makes markets go up and draining of liquidity makes them go down.
Yeah. Speaking of which, so next Wednesday, Fed's going to report their interest rate decision. You said before you expect it to be unchanged.
Yes, I do expect the Fed to this time around next Wednesday to basically sit tight regardless of where yields go. But remember, if that 2-year treasury note yield starts to creep up into that Fed funds rate territory, which is at 5.25% basically to 5.5%, that is problematic for the Fed. And it means that they're way behind the curve right now. I guess they could sit it out this meeting and not do anything and see where we go. But if the Fed does come out and they have to talk about where that 2-year treasury note yield is, that's going to be a big problem. So we'll see what happens. The other caveat here is if the 2-year yield, which is, right now sitting at around 5.035%, can become, normalized from the inverted yield curve, that would be a big positive for markets, I believe, as long as yields are under 5%. But if they're over, it seems like that's just a threshold where the market just doesn't want to catch a bid.
Right. Gotcha. Hey, so gold's holding up pretty good. It's down a couple bucks on the spot, but overall pretty good.
Yeah, it's barely down. It's just going sideways here ever since we put in that little bit of a minor pivot, which occurred really around the 20th of October. So really, it's just going sideways. And, you know, with all the geopolitical fears out here, you know, this is good action for gold. It's holding up well. And, you know, gold is a good barometer of, you know, potential war. And right now, nobody is budging on gold or selling it, I should say. They're just really sitting tight.
Mm-hmm. All right. And Bitcoin's holding steady as well.
Yeah, Bitcoin's kind of flat today, but it's had a big, big meteoric rise this week on the anticipation that there's going to be, you know, some kind of spot Bitcoin ETF. And, you know, everybody's saying, oh, BlackRock's got the application in, so they're going to get the instant approval. Well, we'll see about that. The ball's back in the SEC's court. That's what the court ruling was. We're going to kick it back to the SEC, and they're going to make the decision. So we'll see. You know, if the SEC disappoints and does not approve that, you know, be careful with Bitcoin. But right now, it looks strong. It's going to have a positive close, at least for right now, by the end of the week. And that's bullish.
All right. So this is a big weekend. Obviously, what's your stance going into the weekend? Are you closing everything out, or your positions, stock positions?
No, I'm kind of, the way I'm positioned right now, Kerry, I have some options out there, which, you know, they could weather the storm a little bit, and I'm very, very light on my swings. In fact, most of my swings are geared towards war, so I'm really, you know, pretty nicely positioned that way. But, you know, again, if you're holding a lot of equities out here on the long side, you definitely got to be a bit careful right now with all these geopolitical events. And I think the right way to be positioned is to just sit it out on the sidelines. You could still own some stuff here, you know, if the chart pattern is really good, but you don't want to over leverage yourself in this kind of geopolitical environment.
Gotcha. All right. Well, that is it for today. Make sure you go over to Nick's site, inthemoneystocks.com. CO is beating the averages for decades. The Twitter feeds are at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Kerry Lutz. Emails welcome, kl@kerrylutz.com. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, and all that good stuff. Write your comments below on the YouTube channel. And Nick, we will catch up with you on Monday.
Sounds good, Kerry.